You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time now to go to our Ohio Business Machines hotline for three questions with the three-time Super Bowl champion, Gerard Sherry. And Gerard, obviously the big news of the day, the reports that Johnny Manziel will be the starting quarterback for the Browns on Sunday. Your reaction?
Not surprised by Nathan, with the understanding that, hey, you had to make a move on the offensive end. Think about it. You're in a situation where the quarterback with Brian Hoyer at the helm has not done anything to get the ball moving.
Gerard, again, Nathan's asked me this question. I'll ask you the same. Is how does preparing for Johnny Manziel and his threat of running the football change your defensive mindset going into a football game?
Well, it changes significantly because there's nothing better than a stationary quarterback for a defense because you know where he's going to be. He's going to stay at the spot. But when a guy's running around and can extend plays, that gives your wide receiver a better chance to make a play, especially with the way the rules are nowadays. And on top of that, it's just more difficult to defend anytime you have a two-way option as opposed to someone that's stationary.
Gerard, three games. How long or how good of an evaluative period is that in your mind for a quarterback in the NFL?
Oh, it's a great one, especially when you consider the caliber opponents you're about to face. Though Carolina is struggling, they have a good defense, and they're well coached by Ron Rivera. So you're gonna get a good defensive look from the Panthers. But more importantly, you always want to see what a quarterback can do within his division. In your last three games, two of those with a divisional opponent. If you show promise in those games, that gives you an indication of what can be in the future. So this is a great opportunity and chance for Johnny to make a statement and claim that, hey, I am your quarterback of the future. Because again, if you can beat your division, you can win and get in the playoffs.
That's right. And do you wholeheartedly feel that we're going to see enough of him in these last three football games to essentially define him as the future of this quarterback position in Cleveland?
That's a great question, Matt. Three games is a short amount of time, but I think we'll have an idea of where he stands and what his strong suits are. And, yeah, when we see some probably players will say, well, the guy has no experience, I'm sure we'll get that too. But at this point, you're going to be either looking at him or some rookie out of college. So either way it goes, he can make a strong case for himself. And if he wins, obviously, and he plays a huge and significant part in that, you got to give him a nod. Because at the end of the day, guys, I'm tired of seeing a quarterback rotation. I want to see someone stick. I want to see someone be the guy and stay that way. Because ultimately, if you don't have that guy, you're not going to get to that next level, which is the playoffs and beyond.
You're right about that, Gerard. Reports are also that the team has brought in some kickers today. What are your thoughts on that?
You have to. This is the National Football League. If you're doing what Billy Cunningham is doing, it's inexcusable. You cost your team games because of your inability to make the kicks that you're paid to do. So, no, that's part of the business. You don't perform, you get sent out or you get sent down.
Gerard, who on this team, I'll say offensively, because I believe not only do you lose your starting quarterback over the first 13 football games, but I think you do lose a leader in Brian Hoyer. And I don't expect Johnny Manziel to come in and be a vocal leader. He will lead by his play. Who do you think has to step up offensively to lead?
Well, it really has to be Johnny. And on some level, Matt, I would argue that they stopped listening to Brian just by the way the offense was playing. It was almost like, because no one was responding. You saw it. Games in which it was a lethargic effort on the part of the offense as an entirety. You see receivers not competing for balls. So are they really listening to him in the first place? And it's one of the first things that you worry about, and you know this from experience, is that once a guy stops listening to your voice and he doesn't command respect anymore, you've essentially lost your leadership. So really it's up to Johnny to go out there and be who he is, play at a high level, make things happen, and keep guys enthusiastic and be that spark that we talk about.
Gerard, this defense has played so well, and you talked about, you know, that being a factor in everything that's happened here at the quarterback position. What did you think of their performance against the Indianapolis Colts, and what do you think has been the key to success for this defensive group?
Playoff caliber, Super Bowl-ready defense is what I'm seeing the past few weeks. Shutting teams down, and if you had some semblance of offensive production, you'd blow these teams out. The last few games, the defense has been off the charts, and that's what you want to see, Nate. During the course of the year, it wants to be a situation in which you're transcending up and not going down. And I've seen the secondary making plays. I've seen defensive line applying pressure. I've seen guys just fitting in and understanding their roles and the chemistry coming together and guys just getting it and understanding what their responsibilities are, much different than what we saw at the beginning of the year. So I have to say a lot, though, the huge attribution, though, has to be with Buster Screen and Joe Hayden and obviously what the safeties are doing. If it wasn't Gibson, now it's Leonard. Just making plays.
How impressed are you that Jim Leonard's been able to step in and be as effective as he has been?
I'm impressed, but I'm not surprised because Jim Leonard is a professional. He works at it. He gets it. There's a reason why he's been around the league for so long, because he understands how to play the game at a high level and what you need to do from a mental preparation standpoint. So I'm excited for him, but I'm not surprised by any stretch of the imagination.
Gerard, what's the one matchup looking forward into Cincinnati? And again, the Bengals have a great template of how not to play the Cleveland Browns. What's the one, either matchup or change that you could see coming from Cincinnati to essentially compete with the Cleveland Browns moving forward and stay alive in the playoff race?
Well, one thing, because Johnny's going to be there and Brian won't to start the game or to end the game, is if I'm in Cincinnati, I'm really concerned and worried because those Johnny Manziel does not have the physical stature of Ben Roethlisberger. He brings some of those intangibles as far as getting outside the pocket, stretch the play, big arm. And what happened to Cincinnati last week with a quarterback with those type of skills? They got exposed because their secondary is playing awful. So you have a situation now where you can roll a guy out and let him just throw that bad boy down the football field and see what Josh Gordon would do for you.
And hopefully, what do you think of Josh Gordon's play since he's come back?
I've been disappointed in the sense that I know there's no route where you stop in the middle of the football field. And also, you have to know that when it's the difference between crossing the safety's face and going straight down the seam. So those type of things should not be made by an NFL receiver that's in its not a rookie or not in the beginning of preseason. It just can't be made.
Cannot be made, Matt.
Gerard, last question for me again. And I asked the kid, our guest on Fridays, what do you think that Johnny Manziel will throw for over 200 yards and rush for over 50 yards on Sunday?
I totally see that happening, especially if they open up the offense and allow him to be aggressive. But if it's going to be a thing where we run, then obviously that'll hold him back. But yeah, because of the opponent, especially, I could totally see that happening. Even though Marvin Lewis is disrespecting Johnny by
what do you think about that? What did you think about that?
I think it was utterly respectful and a very bonehead move on his part. This team has been struggling with what on the offensive end? Camaraderie, a sense of we're a team, and now you take a guy who's your teammate, you disrespect him, that can allow this team to build upon something. So you never want to give a team bulletin board material, and Morris seemed like he went out of his way
to say
what he said as far as the whole midget comment.
He certainly did.
Move on his part.
It was a bad move. Gerard, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
All right, man. That's three questions with the three-time Super Bowl champion, Gerard Cherry. You got some bonus questions in there. We'll come back. Final segment still here. Fully got some official word from the Carolina Panthers. They have said that Cam Newton is undergoing evaluation. No serious injury. They feel like he will be okay, but they will update that as things go along. Again, fair condition, undergoing tests at the medical center, will remain there overnight for observation per the Carolina Panthers. The Browns have yet to officially confirm that they will be naming Johnny Manziel their starter, but that is the speculation everybody expected. Multiple reports have said it and confirmed it, waiting on official word still from the Cleveland Browns. We'll be back to our final segment. More of your calls, 216-578-0850. What are you thinking about the Johnny Manziel era beginning this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals? Blue jean, baby.